Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest,
Norway's Death by Unga Bunga, is going to perform live.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Good morning. Did you just say Unga Bunga on the radio?
I can't do that. 90% of the listeners haven't looked it up on Urban Dictionary yet.
Urban Dictionary, that's where you go for that. Today, believe it or not, I'll sing the police blotter.
Later on the show, we've got the creator of the funniest housewives. Her name is Cindy Byrne. She was just diagnosed with cancer, and she's putting on a benefit at the Coach House this weekend with Rita Rudner and a bunch of other people. She'll be in to talk about that.
Cancer? Funny. That's funny. we're going to interview and have a live set by Norway's Death by Unga Bunga. Stick around for that.
Daily Scramble Live. This is KX93.5. Good morning, Jason.
Morning, mate.
On KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
The first day of kindergarten is a milestone that many families take for granted. But for 5-year-old Avery Labile and her family, it's a bittersweet moment they've been denied. Avery is severely allergic, reacting to an array of foods, including peanuts, but also pollen, latex, and penicillin. Last year, a kiss on the forehead from a cousin who must have eaten something Avery was allergic to sent her to the hospital for a week. And yet her parents, Stephanie and Gianni, who manage Ocean Avenue Brewery here in Laguna Beach, hoped she would be able to start school this year. Avery's pediatrician prepared a list of conditions necessary to accommodate the would-be kindergartner, but her local Aliso Viejo school could not meet her needs. Instead, they sent a teacher to her home. Avery's mother remains determined to find a way to help her daughter live a more normal life and thinks a four-legged addition to the family may be a solution. She is out to raise $15,000 for an allergy-sniffing support dog. You, too, can help Avery get to school. On Saturday, October 10th, Jim Boy's Tacos at 27882 Aliso Creek Road holds a fundraiser where 25% of taco sales will go toward a dog for Avery from 12 to 7 p.m.
I am totally going to that. You've inspired me.
Beautiful, huh?
What a shame. Poor kid. And I feel bad for the parents, too, because it just, all of a sudden, having a kid is relentless as it is. And then all of this stuff to think about. And you know what? I think I know that guy, Gianni. I think I used to play at Ocean Avenue Brewery when he first
started. Yeah, he manages, manages Ocean Ave.
Yeah. 12 till 7, you say?
12 till 7 on
Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. At Jim Boy's Tacos on Aliso Creek Road. Not too far from you.
No.
I wish they were giving more than 25% of tacos. I don't know how far that'll go. But I'm sure there are other ways to help the family if you are so inclined.
Maybe the tacos are $150 a piece.
Maybe they are. That's some stuff locally. Here's some more Laguna Beach news. At 2:15 Thursday afternoon, several Laguna Beach Police Department patrol units and motor officers executed a high-risk felony car stop in front of the Festival of the Arts grounds. They were stopping an Acura reported stolen from Garden Grove with a single occupant who was removed at gunpoint. He was identified as Joshua Vogel, 30, from Fontana, and was booked for suspicion of felony auto theft. Police kept Laguna Canyon Road traffic clear of the incident while it was taking place yesterday. That stuff courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. Let's look a little bit outside of Laguna. The heart of Latino art and culture in Orange County has long lived in Santa Ana, from its murals to its street musicians, but the newly independent OC Film Fiesta and a young art house cinema are working to also make a name for film in the city. The film festival, going on its 6th year this weekend and next, is on its own financially for the first time, and its organizer is determined that its benefits will go beyond 4th Street by fueling media literacy classes for local youths with ticket sales. Santa Ana, with the county's largest Latino population and the majority of them Mexican descent, is poised to take a much more active role in not only traditional arts and culture, but also art as it intersects with technology. Tickets are $10 to the OC Film Fiesta, all this weekend and next at the Frida Cinema, 305 East 4th Street in Santa Ana.
Blossoming, isn't it? Sorry to interrupt you, Tyler. I know you're on a roll here with the news. But Santa Ana is blossoming. Lots of things going on up there. Very artsy. Took them a long time as well. They started out with it in a doing arts district. Everyone's a bit like, so what? You know, but it takes a few years to get things going.
I mean, even since I was in college, they've been doing an art walk like ours.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty good too.
Yeah, it is good. And yeah, I mean, it's obviously a very, very different community from Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
A lot more youthful, mm-hmm. a lot more Hispanic. Mm-hmm. But it's an important art scene as well. I think it's cool.
They did some, what is that? What do they call that? Paved the streets, didn't they? They made little pedestrian streets on 4th Street.
Yeah. Like we're talking about doing here, you mean?
Like possibly doing here and then not talking about it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
okay, further outside of the bubble this morning in world news, the man who created the 5-hour energy drink says he has more money than he could ever need, about $4 billion more. So he's giving it away, spending his fortune on a quest to fix the world's biggest problems, including energy. Manoj Bigavara has built a stationary bike to power the millions of homes worldwide that have little or zero electricity. Early next year in India, he plans to distribute 10,000 of his free electric battery-equipped bikes, which he says will keep lights and basic appliances going for an entire day with 1 hour of pedaling. He says his bike...
You couldn't power an electric toothbrush the way I pedal on a bike.
He says his bike will help them make a living and help them take care of their families.
Wow, good for him. It's fantastic. That's the spirit of the age. That's the zeitgeist for CEOs and big business people, isn't it?
I'm just wondering why somebody so generous created something so stupid as the 5-hour energy drink.
I don't know. I imagine it was an accident.
The dumbest product in the world.
Well...
And he has an extra $4 billion.
I like to think he had a kid that had allergies. And he had to stay up all night with the poor kid. How am I going to stay up? And he made a concoction and he went, you know what? This doesn't say it's Peregrino and caffeine pills and some horrible orange juice.
It's so gross.
You know, it's
so
revolting.
It doesn't do anything.
Does it not keep you awake? I don't know. I've never tried them.
No, it doesn't. Not for me.
It
doesn't do anything for me.
Is it the little bottles, the little tiny
the little ones.
And not the big, great big energy thing, not the excess stuff.
No.
Right.
No, that's our sponsor. We love Excess Energy.
We love
Energy.
Excess. Excess Energy is great. With the added bonus of making you want to pee. Whereas the little 5-hour ones, they're only tiny little things. There's no benefit to that.
No way it does anything. Yeah. Anyway, he's got $4 billion. a new study says children living near the Fukushima nuclear meltdown...
Careful.
...have been diagnosed with thyroid cancer at a rate 20 to 50 times that of children elsewhere. Most of the 370,000 children in Fukushima have been given ultrasound checkups since the March 2000 meltdowns at the nuclear power plant. The most recent statistics released in August... show that the thyroid cancer is suspected or confirmed in 137 of those children, a number that rose by 25 from a year earlier.
So, radiation can cause cancer. That's a news story.
Are you being sarcastic?
Not about you. I'm just saying, you know, I'm surprised that, I don't know. These things need checking, keeping in check better, don't they?
Well, that's the thing. It's about public awareness and doing, you know, making sure people know. Donald Trump. Should I stop there? Keep going.
Fascinating, man. Fascinating campaign. Really fascinating, the whole thing to me. Go on. What's he done now?
He went to Scottish Supreme Court to fight the placement of a wind farm near his golf course because the 11 turbines would, quote, spoil the view. He was furious when the Scottish government approved plans for the renewable energy development within sight of his multi-million dollar golf development on the Meany Estate in the northeast of Scotland.
Wow.
Following Mr. Trump's earlier unsuccessful actions in the Scottish courts, the Scottish government said its decision-making process had been vindicated and that the painstaking work of Marine Scotland staff who advised it was both fair and reasonable.
Right. Plus, the Scottish government couldn't be more socialist and couldn't be more further from the idea of a Donald Trump as a politician. So there's probably a little bit of that going on.
How much attention does the rest of the world pay to our election and to Donald Trump specifically, would you say, as a expat?
Well, the newspapers pay a lot of attention to it. I read British newspapers and they're all over it. You know,
right.
but mostly in a sort of snooty, sneering kind of way, which they've got every right to do, frankly. Our system is broken, and when a system is broken, you wind up with people like Donald Trump having a chance at, you know, a shot at goal.
Right.
And that's really weird.
This may be a stupid question, but what kind of impact does our president have on somebody who lives in Europe?
Well, a huge impact. The United States is a massive market for European goods. We do all kinds of military stuff together. I mean, it's the United States and Europe work in concert to a large degree around the world. So it's a big deal, really.
I mean, it could just be my disinterest in politics, but I've paid very little attention to a foreign election ever in my life.
Yeah.
But I imagine it's quite different if you're outside of the U.S.
Well, the European Union is a bit different, isn't it? Because it's all different countries. So each country has its own president. Who's the president of the European Union? You've no idea.
No idea.
And I don't know either. I really don't know. How embarrassing. But, you know, Angela Merkel is the president, prime minister of Germany, and Cameron the Fool is the prime minister of Great Britain.
Right.
And there's some guy in France, no doubt. I don't know who it is.
No doubt there is.
Some guy. We make it a point not to know who that is. And and so, yes, big deal. I mean, you know, the United States is still the most powerful country in the world. And the president of the United States really is the figurehead. We can sort of, the colour of, the way we think of the United States, we're very blind. We can just see movement. You know what I mean? So the figurehead of the United States really colours what we think of the US. When, you know, for somebody like me, when George Bush was president, it was just kind of thumbs down. Obama, thumbs up, you know, and that's just how people think of the US.
Yeah, just this blurry vision of what we are.
Right.
Yeah.
In the same way you probably think of, or most people think of Europe or Africa or...
Well, I think of the Queen, you know?
That's right. Well, she's been Queen forever.
I was like, she seems aight. All right, finish the headline story this morning. A guy was talked down off a ledge by his...
Okay, finish the headline.
Grandmother.
His cat.
Oh, what?
Cat talked off. Okay, so a guy in San Francisco got pulled over for not having his license plate. So instead of stopping, he just took off running. Okay, he ran.
Right.
Who knows why?
Yeah.
He scaled a fence, smart, ran up to a building, went up to the third floor, got out to the window ledge, and threatened to jump.
Right.
So his family came, and they were like, don't do it. And negotiators were down there like, bro, we were just pulling you over. Calm down. Turns out, one family member took his cat, showed him his cat, and he started crying and went and left.
He was never going to do it. You do know that, right? He was never going to throw himself off that thing.
Still great. It's still
brilliant,
a great story.
Saw the cat, burst into tears.
That's your news this morning. Poignant stuff here on Daily Scramble Live. Jason singing the police blotter coming up.
Oh, my goodness. Better limber up. Me, 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 me. Me, me, me. Lido.
Yeah, Daily Scramble Live.
That's some virtuoso kazoo playing right there.
Our morning show.
Good morning.
Here on KX93.5. Also podcast online on iTunes. Just search Daily Scramble Live or listen live at KX93.5.com.
Sweet.
We had a great party last night.
Oh, mate.
That we didn't talk about before because we didn't invite everybody.
Yeah.
It was only for our activist members, people who donate $93.50 or more every year to the radio station. And rarely do we have a party just to have a party.
Mm-hmm.
We're always asking for something.
Right.
But last night it was just fun.
Just fun. Loads of some tequila, I noticed.
Yeah.
I didn't drink any of it because I don't drink, but people were saying it was delicious.
There was a red pepper tequila that you made like a red pepper margarita with.
Oh, yeah.
And a chocolate one.
I heard about the chocolate one.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Chocolate. Somebody said, ooh, chocolate and alcohol. I'm like, yeah, chocolate, alcohol. If you put a breadstick in it, I'm in heaven.
It really was delicious.
It sounded fantastic.
It was great.
Yeah.
And the tacos, Tortilla Republic, did an excellent job with tacos outside. Although, there was this one salsa guy. I didn't catch his name. But he'll ask you if you want a salsa, like one of them, and before you can answer the question, he's already put it on your taco.
Yeah.
So he'd be like, you want this one? Boom. You want this one? And I'm like,
maybe
wait a second.
Maybe he doesn't know what he's saying. Maybe he's like, he doesn't speak any English, and he's like, he's been told to say this phrase. He doesn't know what it means.
I think you might be right.
Could be right, right?
So I ended up with these tacos that had four kinds of salsa on them, all spicy, and like the spicy matcha sauce on top with a dollop of cilantro, which I didn't want either. And it was very hot.
Well, your cup runneth over.
Yeah, it's a first world problem, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah. Fantastic. And I noticed another first world problem. That first of all, it started at 6 o'clock at night. I had a long day. Didn't really want to go. And I'd just come from two other beautiful houses in Laguna that I don't own. So this is my third visit to a beautiful home in Laguna that I don't own in a day. And I was kind of over it. I'm like, not another gorgeous house with a beautiful view and a pool and And I'm like, ugh. But when I got there, everybody's so happy.
So happy.
Was such a good atmosphere. And our members are beautiful.
Attractive-wise?
Yeah. Hmm. These are some beautiful people right there. I mean, obviously not Chris Guziak. I don't mean him, obviously. And, you know, I'll name a few other names later. You know, I'll name names, shame people. No, come on, Chris. We love you. But it was great. It was beautiful and fabulous light in that house. And I don't know.
It was lovely. It's really? For sale. It's on 797 Nice.
So I believe.
And Chris Guziak will show it to you, the realtor in question.
2.8, apparently. 2 million.
2.8, yeah.
2 million.
With a motivated seller.
Wow. What?
Yeah, a motivated seller.
Yeah, they want to get rid of it. Yeah.
Right.
Apparently, you can get it at $450,000 below market. That's what Chris told me.
I don't know if you're allowed to say that.
But I'm like, 450 grand that I could... If you offered me a house at that price, I could barely afford it.
Oh, but you can get 450,000 off
this house. Can I have the 450,000 bit? I'll have that bit. I could probably get a loan for that.
Well, it was nice to hear from some of you about our new show because we have no idea what the hell we're doing in here. So it's pleasant to know that you remotely like that.
Well, we asked a question in one of the quiz, didn't we? What's the name of the new show? And they all yelled it out.
Yeah, everybody knew it, which is awesome. Yeah. And people said we helped them discover Lil Dicky yesterday, the rapper that we interviewed, which was great.
Lil Dicky, Lil Dicky.
And somebody said they were laughing all the way on their drive to work yesterday, hearing about the two guys in the inner tubes that got drifted out to sea. You know, we just say stuff, and I'm glad you think it's entertaining sometimes.
That's all we do. Really, that's what people smile and they go, you do such a great job, but really, all we do is say stuff.
Yeah, Jason rolled in here this morning. I mean... Looking like the Grim Reaper is about to take him.
Yeah, but when that clock hits.
Sipping coffee. Oh, you're on. No doubt that you're on. Yeah. I just wish people could see you before. coming up, Jason's going to sing the Police Blotter. It's where we look at our local crime blog and make a song out of it. Jason's a real, real brilliant police blottery.
I'm the only one around.
Frank Turner.
No competition.
Got the blues? Croon the news. Jason sings the Police Blotter now.
Such a good bed track, isn't it? It's Wu-Tang Clan, actually.
Love it.
It sounds like it's Muddy Waters or somebody, but it's actually Wu-Tang Clan.
So Jason sings the Police Blotter once a week.
Yeah.
Twice a week, usually. And he gets his guitar. He stays up late. He writes a hilarious song about what's happening in our local crime blotter. And he's going to tell you about it now.
There's never more pressure on me to do this. This is mass. I love doing it. But my God, you sit down with a piece of paper and you go, how am I going to do this? It's brilliant how it works.
It.
I know. So this little gem is from back in August. And I honestly cannot believe we missed this. And maybe you did it in your police blotter before we were doing Daily Scramble live. Okay, a lifeguard rescue. Table Rock Beach. Does this ring any bells?
Not yet.
12:23 a.m.
Oh.
Jeremy Steven Suarez, 25. Of Rancho Cucamonga. No?
Not yet.
His claims of swimmers in distress set off a search by lifeguards from the air and on the ground. He later admitted to dropping acid earlier in the day. He was arrested for intoxication.
Wow. So, wait, did he say he himself was in distress or other people were in distress?
No, he said there are people out there. They're all dying. And so they sent out a helicopter. The cops went in heavy-handed.
Oh, no.
Ready for anything. And then he said, and then they said, where are these people? There's nobody there. He went, well, I did do a bit of acid earlier in the day. Oh, for God's sake, whips them off to jail. That was it.
What an expensive mistake for
really,
him.
Really? Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so you wrote a song about
this man. So I wrote the song about the man, so... I thought I'd do it in a psychedelic, give it a psychedelic vibe. He came from Rancho Cucamonga. My God, it was easier to sing this last night. He came from Rancho Cucamonga to watch the waves down in Laguna. To get in touch with Mother Nature. Oh, what a monumental failure. He saw a rainbow in the ocean. Arms raised to heaven in devotion. He saw a great big hallucination. Made quite the acid-fueled commotion. And he saw hands waving in the curl. Many people caught up in the swirl. And they were drowning as they called to him for help. But after all, it was only kelp. And the kelp's okay. In fact, it's flourishing. This babbling fool with eyes like saucers. He went and told a first responder. They take very seriously such informers. 'Cause they get to ride in a helicopter. And they'll see no hands waving in the curl. No swimmers caught up in the swirl. Nobody drowning as they call to them for help. 'Cause after all, it's only kelp. And the kelp's okay. In fact, it's flourishing.
Great. That was great. It really, I felt like, this is what I honestly thought. I sounded like an unreleased track from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Supposed to sound that way.
Is that what you were going for?
Well, sort of English Donovan. I was thinking of some idiot like Donovan.
You've had a couple that sound like real songs, and that's one of them, like something that really might show up on a Jason Fetty record.
Like early Pink Floyd, yeah. Like Sid Barrett, yeah, or something.
Because if you didn't know what that was about, it's almost like it's like you were on acid when you wrote that song.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, I have some memories. Flashbacks.
I absolutely loved it. Jason sings the police blotter once a week, even when it's about a guy falsely interpreting hands in the curls.
Can you imagine?
Oh, great.
Can
man.
You imagine? I imagine that he went over to them drooling, eyes like saucers, babbling on about something. And somebody went, hey, we could take the helicopter out.
I liked when you did the high note of Sponder.
First responder.
So good, Jason Fetty.
Thanks, man. It's really fun to do.
I'm glad you pull it out of nothing every week. Coming up, Lisa Farber will be on the show to tell us what's happening in town this weekend, thanks to the Laguna Beach
Lisa
vibe.
Farber,
and we've
Farber,
got much more to do on the
Farber,
show.
Farber.
Here's the sorbet of the day.
Blinky, blinky. Have you got any of those things, those wind chime things at your house?
No, but now that you mention it, I'd really like some.
Would you?
They're lovely.
No, they get on your nerves after a while.
No, they're really lovely.
You think so?
Yes.
I think they get on my nerves after a while. Bloody things ringing all day, trying to watch the TV. Okay. All right, you know me, just making fun of everything. Okay, so here's your sorbet of the day. If you, like me, wake up kind of flustered, obsessing, irritable, cynical, annoyed, generally, here's a quick cerebral sorbet. It's a cleanser for your mental palate. It's a loofah for your loaf and your limbic system. All right, so usually we do a bit of advice for people or maybe a mind bender. Yesterday we did Russell's Paradox. Very, very proud of you for listening to that. Today, a little advice for some specific group of people. Are you ready? Sit, cats, put feet on the ground, please, and don't cross your legs. All right. Star Trek captains Kirk, Picard, and that new one, whatever your name is, when your ship is in imminent danger of being destroyed, save time and hassle by thinking of the last thing you could possibly try, which might just work, and do that first.
A great commentary on TV and movies in general.
That was the Sorbet of the Day.
Good one.
Thanks.
Coming up, Death by Unga Bunga, live on KX93.5. We love these guys. They're Norse. That's cool.
It is cool. They're Vikings.
Daily Scramble Live.
KX93.5 and Daily Scramble Live are joined this morning all the way from Norway. The guys from Death by Unga Bunga. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yay. Thanks for coming on the show, you guys. Very cool to have you in California. Your first time in the state, I understand, right? Is that true? First time ever.
First time ever.
What do you think of it?
I think it's great. We rolled into this part of town with they were playing us on the radio, so it's just
yeah,
great.
That was pretty
not too
insane.
Bad.
Nope. Yeah.
Had you heard yourself on radio in America before?
No.
Oh wow! I think we're very proud of that.
Yeah. When you say they were playing us on the radio,
it was another.
We were playing you on the radio.
I mean, you were maybe you wanna.
It must have been us.
Please,
there's no other radio station in town.
It was you.
It was a satellite radio.
Oh, it was.
Yeah. Wow, that is cool.
Well, you could have heard that anywhere. That's not unique to California at all.
Yeah.
Well, we're very excited to feature your guys' music. You're going to play live for us. And again, there's a show tonight and tomorrow in Los Angeles, tonight at the Echoplex at 8 p.m. We have to start by talking about your name.
All right.
We can't really describe what Unga Bunga is on the radio safely, right? Not really.
No, not the...
But can you tell us why on earth you named your band that?
We actually got it from a band from San Francisco called The Mummies. Just a garage punk band from the 90s, and we just saw the name, and it was you know, a cool name, and people remember it. Actually, we found out later what the joke meant.
Oh,
so, yeah, that
so
wasn't
that was
a part of it.
Just a bonus.
Bonus. Yeah,
we didn't know that when we.
Do you know? You know what it means, right?
I mean, it doesn't just mean sex, isn't it? Just
not
sex?
Really.
Not really.
No, not really.
It's like a particular form.
Form of sex.
Yeah.
A bit rougher.
Have people died from this before?
People have died.
Really?
And wow. It's a thing in Italy. There's the prime, is it the ex-prime minister
ex-prime
now?
Ex-prime minister, yeah.
His name is Berlusconi, and he would have these sex parties.
Yes, and Unga Bunga parties.
Yeah, the Cowboys would call it Bunga Bunga.
Well, that's
so
why I thought
whenever
it was...
we go to Italy, they would just go crazy.
Yeah. Wow. You Norwegians, you're kind of obsessed with it, aren't you, really? Sex. Whereas the British, of course, we never think about it.
That's right.
Unga Bunga.
Unga Bunga. I know, it's they brilliant. Are. Death by Unga Bunga. The single, Tell Me Why, has a picture of a naked man on the cover. So I think I rest my case when it comes to the obsession.
Well, it's your father, right?
It's my dad, yeah.
Okay, and how does he feel about being on your cover?
Oh, he's super proud. Yeah, he loves it. Yeah, my mother was a bit hesitant in the start, but she's down with it now.
Well, you should describe it, Jason.
Yeah, you are the double of him, so you look exactly like him, right? It's taken in the 1970s or 80s.
Yeah.
It's one of those kind of, because the wallpaper's horrible on the wall. There's a man
look at the sofa.
A naked man laying on a bed with a spotty pillowcase, white sheets, though. And just in probably a student accommodation or something. It's not a fancy place. There's orange wallpaper on one side and some sort of flock wallpaper that you'd see in, I don't know, an Indian restaurant or something on the wall. On the other wall, and the guy's got a little mustache and he's
wearing...
I forgot
to mention that he's naked.
Oh, I said that he's completely naked. He's totally naked. He's got one leg over the other, so he's hiding his private parts. But it's very, and he's got this look on his face, and he's holding his hands out as if to say, "Why are you taking this picture of me right now?" It's great. He's probably on holiday somewhere or on vacation somewhere because he's very brown except for his bum, which is very white.
Yeah. Do you have that same tan line?
Well, I don't get any tan, so he's
oh, right. You guys live in Norway. Sorry.
Yeah.
Norway is home to probably not that many rock bands, certainly not that many garage rock bands like you guys. I mean, what's the music scene like? Is it growing? I mean, you're on the forefront of it, I guess.
Well, there's some rock and roll, and you know, Norway's famous for like black metal stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's been like that for 20 years now. But the rock and roll scene is it's pretty small, actually.
Yeah, we have the same scenes, but we're few people. It's only like 4 or 5 million people living in the whole of Norway. So yeah. We have the same scenes, but they're just really small.
There was a lot of pop music coming out of Sweden recently, a lot of studios up there. Yeah. Do the Norwegians hate the Swedes, you know, like the English hate the Welsh?
Yeah, they're kind of winning, so we have to hate them.
Yeah,
We're
just jealous.
go like ABBA, you know. Or who's that guy, you know.
Best band ever.
No, and what about? No, there's another one as well that's very famous. Take on me.
Ah, that's Norwegian.
Is that Norwegian? Oh,
yeah.
We like it.
Aha.
Yeah. Aha. That was right.
They're Norwegian.
Norwegian.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Remember them? That's it, really.
That's all they did. Don't be a one-hit wonder, guys.
Okay.
No, you mustn't do
that's
that.
That's all right.
Yeah, no, you guys are a different kind of band. You can actually play some instruments, so that's good.
Well, you fit very well into the kind of American subculture rock genre, kind of this lo-fi garage rock sound. You know, there's so much synthesizers and electronic production in music these days, and I think you guys are a refreshing take on that. And for us, we like guys who are just holding guitars and making music, so I think it's really cool.
Yeah, that's what we like here.
Is that important to you as well?
Yeah, people have actually said that we sound like a Scandinavian band trying to sound like a British band, trying to sound like an American band.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a tribute, actually. That is a tribute to you, really, because it's a good mix. And, you know, coming from somewhere like that, it's a different view of the world. I think it's good, especially for Americans and certainly for Brits like myself, just to know that there's a different view of the world, that you can look at the world in a different way. Do you find that, has it been weird for you? Coming to the United States, is it what you expected it to be? Are people as stupid as you thought they were going to be?
No, people are not stupid. I actually think it's quite like you see on TV and stuff. We were driving around in Los Angeles today, and I have this game GTA 5.
Yeah, it's just
it looks just like it.
Yeah, it's the same.
It's amazing. Yeah, I love it.
You know, it is based on Los Angeles. You know.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We did everything they do in the video game.
Have you been doing all that?
Everything.
Stuff? You've done some drive-by shooting.
Yeah. We're jumping off roofs.
Scored some
like
heroin.
Yeah.
You know, shot a hooker. All that stuff you can
stole
do.
Stole an airplane and
LA.
Jumped out of the plane.
You know, you might
like America,
this.
Baby.
I interviewed last year the guy who voices Franklin in the game.
Really?
Right, and he's also done everything in the game because he wants to hear his own voice in every instance. And he's just a dude who grew up in Compton who got recruited to do this video game.
Really?
Wow.
So, yeah, I'll show it to you. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
It has nothing to do with anything, but if you like GTA. Well, why don't we let these guys perform? Should we do that?
Why not?
Cool. Death by Unga Bungas in studio again at the Echoplex tonight in Los Angeles. You can pick up the new EP called Tell Me Why on any digital device, and we'll get set up and hear a song from them. What's the first one you're going to do, though?
It's called Tell Me Why.
Cool. And the second?
I Can't Hide.
Great.
Tell me why you wanna wake up in a dream. Always climb the highest trees and find out why. Why we are last night. I wish I didn't like anything about you, but I still do. Wish I could spend my nights with you, with you, with you, with you. You better get down off your high horse, 'cause you have never been taller than yourself. Someone else would just the same.
Hi, we're Death by Unga Bunga, and this song is called I Can't Hide.
There's something wrong with me. Give me a lobotomy. Oh, I fell out on the wrong side of my bed again. I can't do anything. I wanna get away. I got a heartache in a stranger's bed. I'm sorry, girl, I wish that you were someone else. I got drunk with my friends, just another mistake that I can't hide.
Yes, hey.
Fudge everything. Don't pick me up, sends me crashing down again. Oh, if I could find a way, I would do anything. But I can't hide that I wanna die.
Yeah, awesome. Death by Unga Bunga live on KX93.5. That was so good, you guys. Thank you very, very, very much for doing that. Seriously.
Thank you.
Killer.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. Wow. So many parts in this music. How does someone write a song like that? Do you all get together in a room and like argue, or what happens?
Well, it starts somewhere, probably with one of us, and then we kind of get together and fight it out.
Yeah.
In a good way?
Right, no, absolutely. But there's backing vocals and stuff. Great parts to this.
Oh, thank you.
It's really, there's more than just one moving part. It's not a simple punk rock song. There's lots going on and makes the whole, you know, the sum of the parts or something is greater than, I don't know what that phrase is. But
I got,
you know,
like
what I'm trying to say.
50s barbershop quartet thing.
Is that in it?
Yeah.
And again, wow. There's punk rock and then there's some surfy thing. And I don't even know. You don't want me to go and put you in a box, but... It's really very musical, and I think that's an incredible thing for a collaborative effort.
Thank you.
There's no question there. He's just.
I didn't.
He's just telling you stuff.
But I like his question.
I waxed lyrical. Am I right?
Of course you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
There's the question. Yeah. There's the question.
We just made it this morning. Just put something together.
I love the way you censored your last song. By the way, you had a big F word moment. You changed it to fudge.
Yeah. Oh yeah, sure.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, we're polite.
Fudge.
Hey, have you guys, did you notice that? It was really great.
Bunch everything.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Hey, have you guys seen the show Vikings?
Yeah, yeah, a little bit.
Do you like it? Or is it like a poor representation of your history?
It's good representation, I guess, like cultural-wise and fighting-wise.
Yeah.
But no one looked like that.
Yeah, it's
no one had man buns and like...
Well, I'm telling you,
like no one was pretty back then. Right?
I'm telling you that the Americans have no idea what to do. I've just been Breaking Bad, that whole thing with them. Motorcycle gangs, what was that called?
Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy. Yeah. No motorcycle gang looks like that. Ridiculous.
It's pop shows.
Yeah, stupidity.
It's my favorite show, but don't tell me what happens to Ragnar Lothbrok because I haven't read any history and I don't want to be spoiled, okay? So
I wouldn't know.
Don't tell me.
I don't know. No idea.
I don't know.
I have one last question.
Yeah.
Vor mye koster sånne batterier?
Det koster 20 kroner.
Det koster rundt den prisen, ja.
There you go.
What'd you just ask them?
I have no idea.
Something about batteries,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Death by Unga Bunga. We love you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
And we'll see you tonight in Los Angeles at the Echo. Tomorrow at, what's it called again tomorrow?
Tyke's Restaurant, I think.
Awesome. And grab the new EP, Tell Me Why, online. Death by Unga Bunga. Thank you. See ya.
Daily scramble live. Daily scramble. Daily scramble live.
All right, KX935's morning show Daily Scramble Live is now joined in studio by an Orange County comedian who has a really interesting battle right now, and you're doing something about it. Good morning, Cindy Burns. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning to you.
Thanks for coming in. Jason Fetty's with us as well. Hello.
Hi.
So I guess maybe just kind of tell us what's going on with you right now. You're the producer of The Funniest Housewives, and you've got a lot of very famous friends that are coming together this weekend, but give us the why. Why is this happening at the Coach House, if you don't mind?
Well, about this time last year, I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And I was doing the traditional methods for a while, and then about 6 months ago, I decided to go non-conventional. And none of my therapy is covered by insurance. So all the housewives decided to donate their talents and come together and do a show to raise money for my non-conventional therapies. And my good friend, Aloe Black, who used to call and sing to me when I was going through chemo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Donated his talents. And Rita Rudner, who I filmed a TV pilot with, she stepped up. She's an Orange County resident now, and she wanted to donate her talents. So it'll be Rita Rudner, Aloe Black, all the housewives. I myself am also a comedian. And we're all going to come together, and they're donating their time, and we're raising money for my non-conventional treatments.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
there's,
I'm touched.
There's nobody funnier than Rita Rudner, by the way.
Oh, she's
been in studio before, and I mean, I've never met somebody that made me just my cheeks the entire time. She's so funny.
He was crying with laughter. Of course, there's nobody funnier than Rita, and there's nothing funnier than cancer.
Oh, it's
so
hilarious.
It's going to be a great show.
Yeah, it's hilarious. And there's nothing like being, I'm Jewish, an 80-pound bald woman, you know, historically speaking, is not a good thing. So, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's great. Have you got kids?
I have a daughter and a son.
Yeah.
And 2 grandbabies.
Oh, you can work wonders with this now, because I'm from a Jewish family too. So your Jewish mother, bald Jewish mother, you can totally embarrass them. Everywhere they go, just show up screaming, bald Jewish mother. Fantastic.
Oh, that sounds
hilarious. Going to be great, yeah.
Now, the way you face this battle, I think, is really unique, because you were given a limited amount of time in your life. And
right.
You basically said, F that, right?
Yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
Why would somebody tell you that is how you reacted, right?
Well, none of us know when we're going to go. And you hear these miraculous stories all the time of people that overcome incredible adversity. So to me, it's like I asked my doctor, why would you tell me I have 2 years to live? And he goes, well, I don't want to give you false hope. And I said, oh, but you'll give me false fear.
Right. That's absolutely right. That happened to my father, too. that gave him like 2 years to live. He lived 4 years, as it happens, but he spent 4 years thinking he was about to drop dead.
Right.
You know,
power of suggestion.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he would make that, he would make jokes. He would say, you know, well, I'm not going to start reading War and Peace.
There you go.
You know, and stuff like that. Very funny, but, you know, when he's on his own late at night, it's a horrible feeling to think that that could be any day now. So that's terrible that they do that, absolutely. And it's what kind of therapies are you doing now that are non-traditional?
Oh, my. I do a lot. I do different infusions, like a turmeric infusion, a vitamin C infusion. I do an alpha lipoic acid infusion. There's all kinds of vitamin infusions that,
that you can
right
take, like supplements kind of thing.
I meditate every day. I do lots of energy healing. I do acupuncture. Can I say medicinal marijuana?
I just think you can.
Yeah.
It's perfectly legal, I think.
Yes.
You just can't smoke it in here, that's all.
Well, it's okay because it makes suppositories for me. So this all works out perfectly. Would you guys be interested in one?
Well, I tried one, but for all the good they did, Nick, might as well have stuck it on my...
So that's what It's so funny because my dear friend has breast cancer. She's a comedian as well. And she says, when people find out that I have cancer, they're always looking at my boobs. And I'm like, how do you think I feel? I have colon cancer.
Oh,
yeah. So nice boobs, though, as I'm looking at my tush.
It's like, really? Okay, that was a joke. You're allowed to laugh. If I can make fun of this stuff, you guys,
no,
you can.
I think that, you know, listen, Orange County and, you know, this sort of Southern California and being and the whole Jewish culture thing and the emphasis on classical beauty and all that stuff and makeup and looking and appearing a certain way, this kind of thing brings you back down to earth.
Really,
I mean, I'm not saying it's great that you've got cancer, far from it, but it really does. It really focuses you on... Have you found that?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Life is so good. I mean, every single moment is the most incredible gift. I don't waste a second. And my family and my friends and my fans and all the outpouring of love. You know, a lot of people, when they die, people come to their funeral and say how much they loved them, but they never found out in their lifetime. Mm. And I'm experiencing it right now.
Yeah.
So life is good. I mean, I'm good with this.
They always say about cancer patients, don't they? They were so strong. They were so encouraging. They were so selfless. They never say, you never hear that people say that. Maybe cancer does that to you, but they never say, oh, that guy that died of cancer, he was a selfish ass till the very end. Grumpy old bugger.
Yeah, well, there's a few of those. I've met them. We won't name names.
Have you noticed in your non-traditional therapies compared to the first 6 months of the diagnosis that it's made a difference in your well-being?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm not a doctor, so I would never tell anybody what to do. But my hair fell out. My nails turned black. I had infections in my feet. I couldn't wear shoes. I couldn't walk. Yeah. And the cancer marker went down, but the chemo was killing me, and I knew it. Yeah. And when I walked away, and not only that, it kind of, my spirit, that spark that, you know, we have in us to get up in the morning and celebrate life was like being put out. I don't know how else to describe it. That was my experience. So when I gave it up and started the healthier alternatives, I teach a meditation class, I walk on the beach, I do all these things to fill my spirit because I'm not going to miss one moment. I mean, really and truly, I could live 20 more years. I could live 2 more years.
But well, you've got that spark now, and if you live another whatever how many years, and you live it well and happily, and being an inspiration to the people around you, I mean, you know, we are all gonna go.
That's right. And you know what? I mean, I'm not afraid to die at all. I'm just not done living.
Yeah.
I've got these grandkids. I've got this husband. And I kind of want to be here with him on this side. I don't want to be on the other side looking down. I want to experience it with him now. So that's my motivation. I'm planning on being here for a long time.
Well, you've heard it's all in the attitude. It's all in the positivity. And I clear that you've got that.
Yeah.
So, again, this Sunday at the Coach House, you can see Cindy Burns, who's in studio now, and all of her Funniest Housewives friends. Rita Rudner will be there, and Aloe Black is performing. That's an amazing lineup. Congrats on pulling that together. You've got some supportive friends.
I really do. I'm a very lucky girl.
So people can go online to the Coach House website or maybe show up at the door on Sunday.
Actually, they can get tickets on my website,
okay,
which is funniesthousewiveswithanS.com.
Excellent.
And I have probably about 60 tickets left. It's almost sold out.
Yeah.
And then with also the girls put up a GoFundMe account,
okay,
which is on that website as well.
Excellent. Cindy, good luck in this.
Thank you.
Congratulations on having such good support. And we'll see you Sunday at the Coach House. Again, Cindy Burns and the Funniest Housewives. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know about everybody else, but you've changed my day for the better.
Thank
Thanks for coming in, really.
And you changed mine.
Oh, cool. There you go.